Senate appropriations will come to order very quickly. Committee members, even before we call the roll, you received a packet yesterday with a sheet of bills on the front, the white sheet, but you also have a new one on your desk because this old one was printed at 4:30 and we didn't cut things off until 5. So you want to go with the new one, not the old one. Mr. Kane, would you please call the roll?
Senator Brophy?
Here.
Senator Harvey?
Here.
Senator Johnson, anyway.
Here.
Senator Kopp?
No.
President.
Already getting ready.
Senator Romer?
Getting ready. I'm warming up.
Excused.
Senator Tapia?
Here.
Senator Vega?
Here.
Senator Wendells?
Here.
Senator Keller?
Here.
Mr. Chairman?
Here. Not seeing any other folks, senators, that is, in the audience. How about if we go, Senator Johnson, to 1161.
Okay. Um, 1161 deals with uranium mining in the state, sets up a requirement for mining applications to provide a baseline mainly to mainly on groundwater quality, to get a baseline of the groundwater quality, sets up some requirements for the board to consider reclamation requirements for, and basically what the bill does, it says you got to reclaim the groundwater to its original condition or the conditions of the statewide standards for groundwater for kind of a new technology of mining that's happening in the state. The bill's cash funded with application fees. It's totally cash funded. I don't think it needs any appropriation clause, so I'll move House Bill 1161 of the Committee of the Whole with favorable recommendation.
Is there questions, comments for the sponsor, Senator Wendells?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Johnson, I had one question on this bill, and I couldn't, I just had the yellow sheets home last night, so I didn't look in the bill. But there is in the yellow sheet something that says that they must submit a description of at least 5 such operations demonstrating the applicant's ability to conduct mining operations and protect groundwater. And my question to you is, can they be anybody's projects because you may have a new mining company or one that doesn't have a history, or they may have new technologies and not want to use the old technologies that they used in the past? Is that clear in the bill? And if not, I think we should make that clear.
Senator.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chairman. It's a description of at least 5 mining operations that demonstrate the ability of the applicant to conduct the proposed mining operation. So it's the ability of the technology to work. It does not have to be the particular company. It has to be the particular technology that works. I think that's clear in the bill, but I'm not opposed to making that even more clear if we need to.
All right. But if you could tell me where it is in the bill, I'll look at it.
It's
and run it down 5. By the resident expert that lives in my house.
Page 5, line 10.
Thank you.
Senator Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Johnson, looks like from the journal that industry took basically a neutral position after, I don't know if it said as much, but after the amendment went on, what was their, it looked like they had, are they supporting the bill now, or are they just neutral on the bill, or are they still somewhat opposed to it, or what's their position on this?
Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, they really hated the bill when it was introduced. And if you look at the re-engrossed version, the House version was a complete rewrite of the bill.
Right.
So the House sponsors actually met with the industry quite a lot and just totally rewrote the bill. When it came out of the House, industry said to me they liked the bill a lot better. They still didn't like it. They met with me. They had several objections. They had like a list of 6 objections. And I met with them a couple times. And I made some changes in Senate Local Government Committee. For example, there was something in the bill about if you had violations of foreign jurisdictions. There were a couple of things on their 6-point list, I would say, that probably I changed and addressed. So they have several outstanding concerns that we feel we've changed the bill as much as we can and still providing some protection to our groundwater. So I would not say they support the bill. I don't think they support the bill. They probably like stuff the way it is now. They probably don't want any of these changes, but they're a lot happier with the bill than they were when it started. And I've met with them several times and done as much as I can to address their concerns without weakening the protections in the bill.
Senator Cobb. Thank you. I've sort of followed it at a distance, and it looks like it's come a long way, and I just want to commend you for your work, Senator Johnson.
Thank you.
Further comments or discussion? Senator Johnson, I, too, appreciate everything that you've done on this bill and think you've done a good job, and I will be supporting it because I think it's good policy, and thank you for cash funding it. Mr. Kane, would you please poll the senators on the motion 1161 to the Committee of the Whole?
Senator Brophy.
Aye.
Senator Harvey.
Aye.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Kopp.
Aye.
Senator Romer. Senator Tapia.
Aye.
Senator Vega.
Aye.
Senator Windells.
Aye.
Senator Keller.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye. Congratulations. That passes 10-0.